With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A woman who was found gravely injured on the Flathead Indian Reservation over the weekend has died. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell says the victim was 24-year-old Cassandra Harris of Ronan. She was found unconscious near McDonald Lake in the Mission Mountains on Saturday morning. Officials said it appeared a vehicle was involved. Four people have been charged in connection with the death. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has deleted a photo of himself wearing socks with President Donald Trump's face and the slogan "Make America Great Again" after multiple groups said he was violating federal law. Zinke tweeted the photo before speaking to the Western Governors Association at Mount Rushmore. Zinke later apologized, saying he had not realized it could be viewed as a political slogan. A federal appeals court has reversed the conviction of a Montana man who shot and killed a grizzly bear near Ronan in 2014. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ordered Brian Sherritt's case back to U.S. District Court after ruling that Sherritt should have been able to raise a self-defense claim. The ruling does not completely clear Sherritt. The opinion notes that while federal regulations allow grizzly bears to be killed in self-defense, they also require that such a killing must be reported within 5 days, which Sherritt failed to do. The Bitterroot National Forest is changing its fire danger level from low to moderate starting tomorrow. The shift to moderate means that fires can now be expected to start from most accidental causes. In addition to lightning, that includes human causes, like smoldering campfires left unattended. Officials at the Bitterroot National Forest warn visitors that with a moderate fire danger, grass fires can spread quickly. They are reminding the public to be aware of fire hazards, especially with the 4th of July next week. Fireworks, like those that started the Eagle Creek wildfire that spread to 48,000 acres in Oregon last year, are not permitted in any national forests. A Young of the Year grizzly bear cub was struck and killed by a vehicle west of Valier near the Rocky Mountain front. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say the bear was killed just before noon on Sunday on Montana Highway 44. No other bears were in the area. However, a few days earlier, a female bear with three cubs was seen feeding on old grain about 150 yards north of the highway. The landowner has since cleaned up the grain. FWP recommends that old grain be disposed of through waste services, burned, or dumped out in the open away from people, livestock, and buildings to prevent bears from coming near people. A Stevensville woman who was sentenced to 40 years in prison for a 2008 hit-and-run that killed a pedestrian near Missoula is seeking a new trial. The Montana Innocence Project argued Monday that Katie Garding's public defender did not conduct a crash reconstruction and certain evidence wasn't disclosed to her defense team prior to trial. Investigators had few leads into the New Year's Day 2008 death of 25-year-old Bronson Parsons until a jail inmate told investigators that Garding had come to his house to get a broken fog light repaired. Garding's former boyfriend, James Bordeaux, who was also in jail, later said she'd been driving that night and hit something. In exchange for his testimony, Bordeaux was given a 5-year suspended sentence for burglary. Garding's hearing before District Judge John Larson continued today. A southern Montana man pleaded not guilty to charges that he killed his 4-year-old adopted daughter by slamming her head into the wall. The Billings Gazette reports Bridger Boyd of Decker entered pleas today to deliberate homicide and aggravated assault in district court in Hardin. He remains jailed with his bail set at $1 million. Boyd is charged in the June 18th death of Remington Boyd. Court records say Jennifer Boyd reported her husband slammed the girl's head against the wall. District Judge Blair Jones ruled Boyd could not have contact with Jennifer Boyd, who prosecutors say is still under investigation. The couple had several foster children, all of whom have been removed from the household. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.